Let's be in the mindset to hear from the Lord for a word for us. And maybe it's a word for everyone, or maybe it's there's one of these words in particular is for you. So listen attentively to these and see what the Lord is saying to you.
When I first had my kids and they were walking next to me, I remember the things that I wanted to teach them about their shadow. So there was the sun. I used to choose a sunny day and then walk along me and then tell them, look, next to you. And then they start running and then it follows it. And then it cannot shake away from it. But then they just got used to it and they actually liked it. So when I remember the goodness, your goodness is following me. So it's against our will. Maybe it's something, but against our will in our good sense. So the goodness of the Lord is following us whether we like it or not, as long as, of course, we seek the Lord. But this is where, and I thought about this verse or this song, the goodness is following me, and it must have some scripture saying. So I searched it a little bit, and I found it in Psalm 236, which surely says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So let us all remember that the goodness of the Lord follows us. Sometimes we ask the Lord to give us whatever we want, but always remember the goodness and the faithfulness that the Lord always is following us, touching us, giving us everything that is good for us. Amen.